No surprise that one in every two practitioners says that burnout is their number one problem. So just from a business perspective, if you only get paid when you see someone, that's not a business, that's a job, right?
Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show with Yuri Elkheim. If you are a health professional looking to build and scale your business online, you've come to the right place. Each episode, you'll learn the practical and proven tips of how to scale your health business online and hear incredible conversations from world-class thought leaders. Let's get started. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Healthpreneur Show. I am Seth Silvers. I'm sitting here with Yuri Elkheim. How are you doing, Yuri?
I'm good. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good. It's cold today in Colorado, but it's winter, so what can you expect?
I know. It's like minus, well, you're not as cold as we are. We're like minus 15 Celsius today. So I haven't left my house in 2 days. That's how cold it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds cold. And I'm glad that I'm not in that cold of temperature.
Yeah, totally.
So Yuri, I want to talk about the medical matrix today, because internally, like, our whole team knows what the medical matrix is. Our clients know what the medical matrix is. But outside of that, like, everybody just knows the Matrix is a cool movie. And this is a concept that we talk about a lot. So today I want to dive into the medical matrix. So give me an overview. Like, what is this concept that you came up with of the medical matrix?
Honestly, it's a paradigm. It's a paradigm that we've, as practitioners, we've all been funneled into, right? So when you go to school to become a professional, whether that's a chiropractor, naturopath, doctor, it doesn't matter. We've all been taught one very specific way of treating people or caring for patients, which is essentially, I see you and I get paid. And when you see me, you get better. And there's obviously some caveats to that. But the reality is, like, I've recognized over the years, being a patient myself with, you know, many different amazing practitioners, is it creates a very doctor-dependent relationship, which I don't think is sustainable. And it's no surprise that one in every two practitioners says that burnout is their number one problem. So just from a business perspective, if you only get paid when you see someone, that's not a business, that's a job, right? And if you're okay with that, that's totally fine. But the challenge is, what happens when you get sick? What happens if you take off for a week, right? Typically what happens is revenue goes from here, not just like cutting a little bit, but it goes down to nothing.
Right. And like, hopefully you've made enough revenue that you just, you know, you're like, oh, that's fine. I made enough money the rest of the year.
Well, dude, like, so even then, when I was when this really hit me the first time, but I didn't really bring this all full circle till recently, is 2006, when I started working, it was my first year online. I took a 6-week trip with my girlfriend, who's now my wife. We went to Europe, but leading up to that, I saved all of my money for the trip. And then it was almost like having a bag of candy at Halloween, you know, and like every time you eat a candy, the bag goes down and down and down.
Yeah. And you get a little bit sicker.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what it felt like for 6 weeks. I was like, every time I got a cappuccino, every time I went to a restaurant, I had this just like this scarce mindset where I was like, man, nothing else is coming in. And it was it just wasn't a good feeling, because I'd spent so long building up this cash that we just burned through. And I had that was the first realization I had where I was like, I'm never, ever, ever again going to set myself up in such a way where I'm not getting paid if I'm not present. And sadly, in the alternative health medical space, that's the way it goes, right? If you don't show up, you don't get paid. And yes, there obviously are a few exceptions to this, but for the most part, you know, I've worked as a patient with physical therapists, chiropractors, naturopaths. And when I go see them, I give them my credit card and they charge me. So they get paid. If I don't show up or if I don't see them, they don't get my money. And that's fundamentally a flawed business model. And it's not about, so there's two components. There's the business model for the practitioner, but there's also, I think more importantly, the care model for the client or the patient. Because this is my biggest beef with this is, if I'm somebody who has an issue, like a shoulder issue from playing tennis, typically how that looked was, I'd go see my physio and I'd go see him like once a week, and he'd give me a 20-minute acupuncture session with some soft tissue work. And then he'd be like, cool, just, you know, see the receptionist whenever you want to come in next. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, tell me when I should come in. Give me a plan here. Don't just be like, yeah, whatever you want to come in next. And that whole idea is just like, it creates this dependency on the practitioner. And I think most people that we've worked with over the years, I've not met a single person who doesn't want more committed clients. Mm-hmm. And if you want committed clients, you have to empower those clients to better outcomes. So I think the model is just fundamentally flawed because we're not empowering clients or patients to improve on their own.
Right.
We're saying you get better when you come see me, and then do whatever you want for 7 days. Yeah, here's a list of stuff you could try, but there's no structure to it. And I think that's fundamentally flawed as a curriculum, if you will, for helping people get better. And so those are that's the kind of the foundation of the whole medical matrix.
Yeah. And it seems like there's so many practitioners that I've spoken with that, like, I mean, everybody knows, like, if you go into the medical field, like, you'll probably make good money. And that's kind of like being like most people, they either want to help people or make good money. And so they become doctors. But then you start talking to them and you realize, like, these doctors pretty much for 30 or 40 years, they're like every day is like 20 minute at a time meetings with people. Like, they're not in control of it, but, you know, they make enough money. And so we all kind of think like, well, it's fine. That's what you get. And so what we've been seeing is that actually causes a lot of docs to burn out. Like, that causes a lot of professionals to realize, like, wait a second, there's got to be a better way. So what is the new way look like? Is it just launching an online course, or is it actually like more than just that?
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's like, when we say like an online course, I think what people think of is like, oh, I'm just going to go through some modules on my own,
right?
Pay $100 like through Udemy or whatever.
Yeah. I'm like the slimy online marketers.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I think the idea here is to understand that as a health professional, you know more about human health than 99% of the population. And for them to only access that when they see you is a major problem for both them and you. So typically most practitioners get paid for what they do, which means you come see me, I do some stuff on you, you get better, and we get paid. But the big shift is getting paid for what you know, right? And that doesn't mean just kind of create courses and books. It can be part of it and really developing thought leadership as a bigger objective. But at a really simple level, let's use the example of, so let's look at this in three different ways. So we have like 100% brick and mortar. We have hybrid, which is brick and mortar and virtual. And then we have 100% virtual. So those are like the three phases, if you will. So let's use the example of my physical therapist. So in that example, I go see him once a week. It's 100% brick and mortar. And then I hope for the best in between. In a hybrid model, what I would do in that case is I would say, all right, Yuri, great session today. I'm giving you login. I'm going to give you a login to a special portal that we've developed online for people with your shoulder issue. And what I'd like you to do is follow the week one curriculum that I've created, which is going to have a couple videos. It's going to show you exactly what to do for 5 minutes every day to improve your range of motion and keep your shoulders strong. Then the next time we come in, we're going to have another check-in. We'll make sure we can do some soft tissue stuff like today. And then you'll move on to week two. And so what that is it's a combination of in-person plus virtual, and the virtual piece being client empowered, like self-directed stuff that they would do on their own. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, cool. Cause we all know if there's 168 hours in a week and you see a practitioner for 20 minutes, there is no way you're making sustainable change with that. And so how do we take a larger chunk without it being excessive? Like, how do we turn 20 minutes into, you know, 3 hours, for instance, of mm-hmm. self-directed care so that the patient or client does stuff between the sessions and actually gets better? And I'm not talking about like, give the person 1,000 things to do, or here's a piece of paper and go for it. It's actually like, really think about how do you structure out a recipe that people can follow in a very linear fashion so they can see improvements between the times they see you. So that's kind of what the hybrid model would look like. And the third phase would be somebody who is just sick and tired of their clinical work in the first place. They want to get out of that because they want more time, freedom, location, independence.
Right.
And in that case, it's the same thing without the in-person sessions, right? Where you'd have a self-directed program that is heavily on, like built on top of that is a heavy amount of coaching and accountability and support, because we all know that every human is going to get better results with guidance. Right? Mm-hmm. Like unless you're the most disciplined person on the planet, you know, following a course, even statistically, we know that more than 90% of people who start a course, like an online course, they don't finish it.
Right.
So if they don't finish it, they're not going to get the results. So you have to understand that as the expert, you're not just like, it's moving away from doctoring to coaching. It's helping people as the Sherpa through a transformation so they can actually get the results that they want. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the big shifts of what that could look like as they move from just like doctor dependent doctoring to actually like leading people through a transformation.
Right. So talk to me about the movie. Like, let's actually talk about The Matrix, and where do you see this like crossover? Because it's evident that there's kind of this like old traditional way of doing medicine where, if I'm honest, it's like hard to imagine anything different. It's hard to imagine anything other than me, you know, when I get hurt, going to the doctor. And, yep. You know, if I don't see a doctor in a year, then it's like, sweet, I'm good.
Yeah, totally.
Like I didn't need to. So like, where's the actual like connection, and talk to me, like nerd out a little bit about the movie.
Yeah. So if we think of like Neo in The Matrix as each individual, I mean, it could be the practitioner, it could be the client as well, right? So you are the hero of your own story. So you are the Neo. And in the movie, Neo is kind of like introduced to this whole idea that he's been living in a dream world, like in a lie, right? And it's not to say that, you know, we've been living in a dream world and a lie, but I mean, there's certain things that I think are, like when I think of The Matrix, I think of just an archaic way of doing things that is just not... Mm-hmm. Not the most sustainable way of living a life or running a business, right? So I think in the case of where we are now, it's not to say that there's never going to be a place for in-person stuff, because for sure there is. Like, you want a massage, you got to get a massage, right? You need an adjustment from a chiropractor. Definitely, you have to have that. I'm not saying that stuff is ever going to disappear. But I think it's up to the practitioner for them to understand the consequences of the decision that they make, to say, you know, Yuri, I don't believe in this stuff. This is like insane. This is witchcraft, what you're talking about. There's no way. And I understand that. That's fine. But you have to be okay with the consequences of being closed-minded like that. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not saying what you're doing is bad. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there is probably a smarter way of helping people, including yourself. And I'm just saying, like, be open-minded to the possibility that there's maybe a bit more of a hands-off way of helping people that actually might be better. Because right. When people take more control and ownership of their own journey, they're usually going to get better results, especially if you can support and coach them through that process. As opposed to someone who, like, as an example, like really simply, if I rely on a massage therapist once a week to make my body feel more supple, and I did nothing else in between, then my body's feeling good is dependent upon that massage. Mm-hmm. But if I had a massage therapist, for instance, who said, you know what, I have years of experience with this stuff, and I've developed an at-home protocol that you will follow, that I will lead you through as well. Here's what you're going to do, is I'm going to give you some mobility exercises. I'm going to give you some lacrosse ball and some foam roller stuff to do. And I have to do that on my own. So yes, I actively have to do a few things, but in the long term, I get better results. And then in this case, the massage therapist gets paid even while they're sleeping, even while they're going for a walk, even while they're not seeing me, because I am following intellectual property that they have paved the way for, that I can now follow. And then they can check in with me in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like to keep me accountable and supportive and so forth.
Right.
So the thing with The Matrix is that anytime we're trying to escape from something, it's always going to be met with resistance, right? People are going to say, there's no way you can do this, right? There's no like, oh, this is the way it's always been done, right? But when we look at online dating, whenever online dating started, I don't know if it was like the late, you know, 80s or whenever the internet came out, in the 90s,
YouTube was originally, YouTube's first iteration was an online dating site.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. What's fascinating is that I remember, I don't know when it was, but like Match.com and those types of sites. I'm not even talking about Tinder and Bumble and stuff. I'm just talking about like Match.com for a second. At the time, people violently opposed that. There's no way I can meet someone else online. This is crazy. I need to meet people in person. And that's fine, right? But the reality is right now, statistically speaking, it is the number one way that people connect with their significant other. Hmm. It's the number one way, followed by a close second, which is being introduced by a mutual friend. And like to see the hockey stick inflection of that in the past 15 years is crazy. And it's the reality, right? So I think this year, 2020, what we've seen with COVID has been a huge wake-up call for any brick and mortar business to radically change their business model. Mm-hmm. If you're a restaurant, you're out of business if you're not delivering food, right? If you're a brick and mortar that is non-essential, you got to find a way to become essential or pivot to some type of virtual service. If you're a practitioner and you're considered essential services, well, that's great. Doors stay open, but capacity's cut in half. Mm-hmm. Can't see the same number of people. Hygiene protocols, social distancing, it's a pain in the ass. And that means that if you only do that, you have to be okay with the consequences of that decision, which is, oh, I'm okay taking a half pay, like a 50% pay cut.
Right.
The alternative is saying, I'm not okay with that. I want to find a better way. And this year has been a wake-up call to be like, maybe I need to find that way now, because the future, guys, like this year has been an inflection point for the fact that the online game is here to stay. Like Amazon has tripled in stock value. Zoom obviously went through the roof. You know, Uber and DoorDash and all these home delivery things have just exploded. And I think consumers have fundamentally changed how they consume things because they've recognized that speed and convenience are more important than they once thought.
Well, even and it's possible. We've also realized like, oh, wait, I thought that I had to go to work, go to an office, and all these companies are realizing like, wait a second, you don't, we can do it from home.
Totally. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. Like if I'm looking in downtown Toronto and I see all these office buildings, I'm trying to get to like, how do you, as the owner of this business, make a logical argument for why you should keep that building when your team can be more or less as productive in a virtual setting? Like it just doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
But going back to like something you mentioned earlier is like, how do we even get care virtually? My dad, who's 71, sees his doctor over Zoom. I'm like, if my dad can do this as a patient, so he doesn't have to, and he has, you know, with the whole COVID thing too, is like he puts himself at risk if he goes to the hospital, right? Because he's got emphysema and like obviously with lung issues, you know, being more susceptible to COVID and stuff, that's not good. So for him to have access from his car, from his home, to have the guidance and support of his doctor, that's huge, right? And that's just one way that it can be done. So, I mean, if 70-year-olds are getting this kind of care online, there's no reason why everyone else can't.
Yeah. And it seems like it's the difference between like talking about somebody in the hybrid model, for example, maybe a chiropractor, maybe they know like, okay, I got to see, let's just use 100 for a round number. Like I got to see 100 patients a week. And to do that, they know like they're going to have to grind. They're going to have to be spending a bunch of money in ads. And like their schedule is going to be packed. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be stressful for them. Also like all of those people are just, you know, they're just being seen once a month or something.
Absolutely.
As opposed to doing some kind of a hybrid model where there's some lifestyle coaching, some like health coaching in there, you probably only need to see 50 people and gives you time, more time to be able to treat those people better, give them more care. It's better for those 50 people because they're getting more care other than just coming in once and then being done. And so it really is like better for everybody. You're less stressed. You're making either the same amount or more money, probably more money because you're creating more of an outcome for the person. So it's like more time with your family, more time doing what you love. And you're not having to, you're kind of able to like escape this like constant grind of like, I have to see as many people as we can. And another thing about it is like, I don't know if I don't know if the medical industry wants it to change because like what you're describing would be like, I get, you know, I sign up for a program and I'm probably not a part of that program for the rest of my life. Like I probably join a program. I have Yuri help me through what I'm struggling with and Yuri changes my life and I give him thousands of dollars to do it. And my life is different forever, but I don't need to go back to Yuri every single week. And I think the like medical matrix kind of likes people having to come back like every single week or every single month or every year. It kind of like that's what fuels the system.
Yeah. And it's ironic too, because we think that, okay, well, if someone works with me for X amount of time and they get better, then we're done. But the reality is if you build a really good relationship with them and you really just blow them away, they'll actually stay with you longer. Because there's going to be the next thing, right? There's going to be the next thing that they're going to want or the next problem they're going to run into. And it's about how do you build better lifetime value in such a way where it doesn't rely on them coming in once every once in a while, but it's built on outcomes. And like what you mentioned about having time freedom, it really comes down to charging for an outcome as opposed to a session. Because if you charge $100 per session, that's awesome, right? But like there's a limit. If you charge, let's say, $2,000 for an outcome, and part of that outcome is a self-directed program with coaching and support along the way, that's not tied to your time any longer. I mean, there's elements of it, but your clients are still going through a program at their own pace, at their own leisure, really. And you check in with them at whatever cadence is necessary, but it doesn't have to be 100 patient visits a week. Because you know, we actually recently had someone who submitted an application to speak to us and he wanted to go from 50 patient visits a week to 300. And I'm like, dude, like that's a six-fold increase in your time. Unless you have a whole slew of other practitioners taking on these patients, which, you know, may be true, but to go from 50 a week to 300, that's like, you know, if you were to do out the math, I mean, you're not really sleeping that much. Mm-hmm. And even if you hit 300 a week and you're like, oh my God, my dreams have come true. Now you have to maintain that.
Right.
You got to keep that speed going on the treadmill all day, every day, like every week.
Right.
And then you're like, you know what? I need a week off. This has been too much.
Yeah.
And then guess what? It goes right down to zero. And that's not a sustainable model. That's why I think the whole idea of a quote unquote full practice is I think it's a very misleading term. I don't think it's anything to be proud of. I think it's awesome if people want to come and see you and get your help, but having a full practice, can you imagine Amazon being like, sorry, we can't let you buy anything because we're full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a disservice to people because you have them wait. Waiting lists are called suffering lists. Most health practitioners got into this because they want to help people. And if you want to help more people without killing yourself in the process, the business model fundamentally has to be different.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is something that we will probably come back to and talk about a lot and also be bringing you, the listeners, stories of people that are actually doing this. Cause there's a lot, like we've helped over 1,000 health professionals start doing this. Yeah. Who is who is this for? Like I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening like, well, I can't do that. That doesn't work for my model.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think it's for someone who's just not happy with their current situation and they have a bigger dream for themselves. This is my story. Like when I started, it was all like one-on-one, 12 to 14 hours a day. And I loved working with my clients, but I was like, there's no way I can keep doing this. And I knew I wanted to help a lot more people. And I was just sick and tired of being confined by the four walls. And if you love what you do, if you know you're really good at what you do, if you've got a message that can help a lot more people, but you feel like you're just playing small and you want to make more money, you want to have more freedom, you want to be able to spend more time with your kids, you want to maybe develop more thought leadership, you want to become more of an authority in your space, not just in your local area. And you know, whether that means helping thousands or millions of people, or maybe it's just, you know, helping hundreds of people in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like for you, you know, whether you want to make 20,000 a month, or if you want to make 20,000 a day, like really there's no ceiling when you escape the matrix and you start using the internet as a vehicle, not only to attract new clients, but also to serve them from anywhere in the world. If that's what you want to really live a life that is on your terms, this is who it's for. Like, that's for you. You gotta be open-minded. You have to have confidence in yourself. You have to understand that, like, you might not know what this looks like yet, but you also didn't know how to treat patients before you went to school. Right. Mm-hmm. So being open-minded and willing to learn something that's new-ish, if you're new, then that's the most important thing, because desire is the most, like, the fundamental most important thing. If you're happy where you're at, that's great. But if you're not, and you have a desire and hunger for more, and you're willing to learn and grow through that, then the sky's the limit.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And if you're somebody that's listening and you realize, like, okay, I want to learn more, keep listening to these episodes. Again, we're going to be bringing you stories of people that are doing this. And also, we have a couple different free trainings that go all, like, that go into this, that explain how to implement it. So if you're interested in hearing more about it, check out some of the resources in the show notes, because we want to help you do it. So Yuri, thanks so much. And we'll see you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Seth. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to The Healthpreneur Show. Are you ready to take the next step in growing your health business? We'd love to send you a free training that has helped our clients grow to 7 and 8 figures in their business. Sound good? Text the word training to 647-424-5280. Again, for the free training, text the word training to 647-424-5280. If you enjoyed this show, we would love for you to leave a review on your favorite podcasting platform. That's the best way for platforms to know that they should get this show in front of more people just like you. And if you're looking for more incredible content to help you grow your business, check out the show notes of this episode, where we'll have links to our highest rated episodes of The Healthpreneur Show. We'll see you next time.